Okay, so let's get started. So we're going to discuss saying Baruch Shem in Kriyat Shema. What's the Kim Baruch Shem? What's going on there? So let's get started. So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, brings down the mocker of saying Baruch Shem, and the Gemara says let's learn that from Yaakov Avinu, and gives a whole story about how Yaakov Avinu in his dying moments, so he gathered all his children around him, etc., and Yaakov and all of his children said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kein, Shema Chod. And then Yaakov Avinu says, in response, Baruch Shem, Kavod, Malchus, etc. So that's, on one hand, one makor for saying Baruch Shem. Now, there's another makor for saying Baruch Shem, which is not in Shas, but rather in Dvarim Rabbah, and Dvarim Rabbah Peg Beis, Os Lamed Hay, I believe. So there, the Medrash teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and he heard the Malachim. He heard the Malachim saying Baruch Shem, and he brought it down to the Jewish people. So the Prima Gemara has a kasha. Why is it that we need two different makoros for Baruch Shem? I mean, why is it that we need Yaakov Avinu on one hand, and why is it that we need a second makor? We need the makor of the Malachim, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. And the Medrash also adds that's the reason why on Yom Kippur we say Baruch Shem out loud, because on Yom Kippur we're like Malachim. And therefore, we're able to say Baruch Shem out loud the same way that the Malachim said it. So the question that we have to analyze is, first, what is the kium of Baruch Shem? Why is it that we need two mekoros to teach us the din of saying Baruch Shem in Kriyat Shema? So let's get started with what's the kium of Baruch Shem. So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, so it's clear from the Rambam, first of all, the Rambam tells over the whole mice about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gathered all of his children around. He says that he is mezaris them in the midst of Yichud Hashem. And at the very end, Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem Kavod. And therefore, we say Baruch Shem Kavod quietly, the same way Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kavod after hearing his sons say Shema Yisrael. So it's clear from the Rambam that when it comes to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, that there's really two kiyumim in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. And the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, meaning the Torah, at least according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema deraisa is all three parshas of Kriyat Shema. So the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is a kiyum in that. Now, in addition to that, the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is a kiyum in the independent mitzvah of Kabbalah Sayichud, Kabbalah Samchu Shemayim. So when we say Baruch Shem every single day after the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, it's a kiyum in the second mitzvah of Kabbalah Samchu Shemayim, it's a kiyum in the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And the reason why we say it quietly is because it's not part of the Pesukim, meaning that when it comes to the first mitzvah, which is just the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, the reading the Pesukim in the Torah, so Baruch Shem is going to be a hafsek to that, because Baruch Shem is not a Pesuk in the first parasha of Kriyas Shema, in the parasha of V'yahafta. So we don't say it out loud, but rather we say it quietly in order to not be mafsek out loud between in the first paragraph of Kriyas Shema. So according to the Rambam, what comes out, and this is Pashut Pshat according to all the Rishonim, meaning what comes out is that the Kiyum of Baruch Shem, it's a Kiyum in the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Or Machut Shemayim, because this in Kriyat Shema, in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. So I guess maybe before we just explain the significance of the Mekaris and whatnot, let's just explain just Pashut Pshat what the words mean. So what does the words Baruch Shem, Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed mean? Baruch Shem, right, so blessed is the name, Kavod Malchuso, which reflects Hashem's Malchus, Olam Vayed, forever and ever. So we're essentially blessing the Shem of Hashem in two senses, meaning Kavod Malchuso, meaning it's the Shem of Hashem which reflects His Malchus. Maybe we'll just, I guess since we don't have Mekaris, we'll go a little bit tangential, add in some other Ha'aras, maybe related to Rosh Hashanah and whatnot. This is tangent, but it's a good track tangent. So the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Ayin Aleph, the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun, teaches that the way Hashem's name is pronounced in this world is not the same way that Hashem's name is going to be pronounced in the world to come. That the way in this world we read Hashem's name is that it's read Yudke Vavke, but the way we read it is Lashem Adnos. That's what the Gemara says. So it explains in the Ayin Aleph, what's the difference between the way you read something and the way that you write something? The way that you read something is the way how you relate to something. But the way something is written is something's essence. So what's the essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The essence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Shem Havaya, the Shem which was reflective of his Malchus. Because what's a Malchus? What's the difference between a Malchus and Adnos? So what's the difference between Adon and Melech? Adon doesn't have an Adnos. There's no such concept of an Adnos. But there's a concept called a malchus. So Melech has a malchus, and Adam does have an adnus. So l'asid lavo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be completely controlling the entire world, that world's going to be a reflection of the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we're going to pronounce the Shem Hashem the way it's written, because it's going to be reflective of the state that the B'ri is going to be in l'asid lavo. So that's pshat in Baruch Shem, that's the kavod malchus. And then what's pshat in l'olam vod? So why is it that we say l'olam vod? Again, because the point is that when we say the Shem Hashem is haya yiyeh behoveh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is extending from the past, the present, the future. That's encapsulated in the Shem Hashem, Shem Meforesh. So therefore, when we in Kriya Shem, when we're saying Shema Yisrael, Shem Aleich, Keno, Shem Echad, and it explains the Vilna Gaon, we're saying it b'toras Shem Meforesh. Meaning, when we say the Shem Hashem normally, according to the Gra, we're not saying it as Shem Meforesh, we're just saying it b'Shem Adnos. But when a person says Kriya Shema according to Vilna Gaon, you have to have both the kavanas of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon in the entire world, but also the way that the Shem Hashem is written, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the entire world in the past, present, and future. And the point being is that when we say Kriya Shema, we say B'Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Chav, we're accepting the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and part of that Achdus is accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past, present, and future, and that's the Olam Vayed component of Baruch Hashem. Okay, good? Okay, so perhaps to explain the necessity for both makaros, for both the need for the makor and the gemara, in Pesachim for Baruch Shem, and for the need for the makor of the malachim, yeah.
When the Rambam seems to also bring the case of the Zakin Echad, also, is that like considered?
That's Yaakov Avinu.
That's Yaakov Avinu?
Yeah. Zakin Echad is Yaakov Avinu.
No, what
was Yeah, that's a separate kasha. Why is the Rambam add that? Yeah, good. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Yeah, why are the Rambam deviates from the Gemara is a separate. Yeah. Mm.
That's supposed to be like a.
And Pasha Pshat, the Rambam is going based on the Gemara Pesachim that the marker for Saint Baruch Shem is from Yaakov Avinu.
But that story at the end is like.
Yeah. And the Rambam kind of changes the story a bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a bit of a kasha. Mm-hmm. Okay, believe it as a mate. So anyway, so why is it that we need two makaros? So perhaps we can explain as follows that meaning when it comes to Baruch Shem, this is what we're going to try to prove this year, that there's really two dinim when it comes to Baruch Shem. Now, on one hand, Baruch Shem is a din in Kabbalah from Shemayim. That's the din that's learned that from the story of Yaakov Avinu. But on the other hand, Baruch Shem is a din in Shira. In the sense that Kriya Shema is a din of Shira. When we say Baruch Shem, it's not only a kiyum in Kabbalah Simchas Shemayim, it's a kiyum in the Shira that exists within the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So this is what we're going to try to prove. So for the first proof, first marker to prove the first that Kriya Shema is a din of Shira, so the Gemara including that side of Aleph and Beis is pretty explicit about it. You want to... They have the Gemara there?
Yeah.
Chulin, yeah. So what does it say?
Yisrael maskirin et Hashem achar shtei tevo shneemar shema Yisrael Hashem v'gomer malchei shari in maskirin et Hashem el achar gimel tevo kiflim kader kadosh kadosh Hashem tzavako v'ein
yeah, then that's the key line.
Me Hashem me'meishin
v'ein something? What does it say? It's the Malachi Sharis, don't say Shira below until Klaisel says Shira. Right? Meaning the Malachi Sharis is not able to say Shira until Klaisel says our Shira. So what's the Kasha? I mean, what's our Shira? The Gemara is assuming that our Shira is Shema Yisrael, Shema Kein, Shema Echad. So meaning, what emerges from the Gemara is that the Malachim have a Shira and we also have a Shira. So are you okay? Okay, so the Malachim Shira is the Shira of Kadosh, 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 and our Shira is the Shira of Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Echad. Now, to prove, to explain the significance of this, I want to just, I guess, point out the significance of the brachos of Kriya Shema and how they're parallel to each of the different paragraphs of Kriya Shema, and we're going to try to understand the significance of the first bracha of Kriya Shema in comparison to the first paragraph of Kriya Shema. So, explains the Savitch, again, others, that the three brachos of Kriya Shema are parallel to the three parashas of Kriya Shema. That the first brach of Kriya Shema talks about Kabbalah Simchas Shemayim of the Malachim. That's what we do in our first paragraph of Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Echad. The second brach of Kriya Shema, Avar Abba, talks about Talmud Torah. The second paragraph of Kriya Shema talks about Talmud Torah. The third paragraph of Kriya Shema is about Tzitzis Mitzrayim. And the third brach of Kriya Shema is about Geula. So the question, though, is what's the significance of the comparison between the first bracha of Kriya Shema and the our Kriya Shema? So just take a look at the nosach. So in our davening every day, so what do we say? Hashem HaKel HaGmelech HaGadol HaGibor HaNeur HaKadoshu. And then we say, what the Chazan says, we say it together, V'chulam Mikablim Aleim Ol Machush Shemaim Zemizeh So we're describing the Kedusha, we're describing the Shir of the Malachim, so they're Mekabel Ol Machush Shemaim together, and they give Rishos to one another to be Mekadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'nachas Ruach, V'safer V'rov Ne'ima, and etc. And right before in the davening, we say v'chulam b'hoskan espiam kedusha v'tayar b'shir of zimra. Right, the malachim opening up their mouths b'shir of zimra. M'varachim m'shabuchim farim m'aretzim makdishim m'amlichim. Right, meaning when the art in the bracha of Kriya Shema, what we're doing when we're describing the kadosh kadosh kadosh, which is being said by malachim, we're describing it as a shira. Now, it's mavur from many makaros. I cited here from the Medrash Tanchuma that our kadosh, 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 inside the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh of the Malachim, in the Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamal, that parallels Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. The Medrash says, Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Kedoshim, Ozvav teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Malachim say, Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamal, and he instituted that we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machutso, meaning that the same way the Malachim say Kadosh, 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 and on top of that, to enhance their Kabbalah from Shemaim, Kadosh, 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 they also say Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamal. So we enhance our Kabbalah from Shemaim of Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, with Baruch Shem Kavod, etc. So that's Pshat. So now, that means that's Pshat in our Kabbalah, meaning our Kabbalah Shemaim is supposed to be a Shir like the Malachim's Kabbalah Shemaim. And therefore, we say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, the same with Malachim say Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamal. And also, this explains very nicely why is it that on Yom Kippur we're able to say Baruch Shem Kavod out loud? Because on Yom Kippur we're like Malachim. So therefore, once we're like Malachim, we say our Shira the same way that the Malachim say Shira. Therefore, we do it out loud together. Okay, good. So this also explains this idea that Kriya Shema is a din of Shira to it. It's found in other Makaras. So, for example, I think I brought down the Kobo there. Simon Yed, I believe?
Yeah.
Simon Yed. So the Kobo says that when we say Kriya Shema, we're supposed to say it together with one kol. Because the point is that we're trying to say it like a Shira, like the same way the Malachim says a Shira. So therefore, it's meant to be said in unison. So that's another raya to this idea that Baruch Shem is a kiyum of the Shira that exists within Kriya Shema. Meaning, when it comes to mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, so you don't need to say Baruch Shem together. But I mean, it could be still, but the main kiyum of saying Baruch Shem and the Yishrei Sa Baruch Shem together out loud is the kiyum of the Shira that exists within Kriya Shema. And also, perhaps if we look in the davening that we say every morning, so and before Korbanos start, so we say the paragraph Omehi Adam, etc. So at the very end, right, you say Lefikach Anach Chayav Lehodes Lachol Shabecha Lefarech Lverech Kaddish. Let's say Shevach Hodaya Shmecha. We're obligated to give a Shevach Hodaya to your name. Now let me ask you a question: when do we give a Shevach Hodaya to the Shem Hashem? What is that? So perhaps we can explain. That's the Kiyum of Baruch Shem, meaning Baruch Shem. As he explains, the kiyum of Shira that exists within Kriya Shema, that's the Shevach Hodaya to the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, when we say in davening, Fika Chanach Chayav Mahodos Lachal, L'Shebech L'Farech L'Varech L'Kadosh Shevach Hodaya Shemecha, meaning that's Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. That Baruch Shem is enhancing the Shira component that exists within the Shira that we're saying when we say Shema Yisrael Shem HaKadosh Shem Echad. So to understand the significance, so now what emerges is that we have two dinim when it comes to Baruch Shem. Now, on one hand, it's the kiyum in Kabbalah Simcha Shemaim, another kiyum in the kiyum of Shira that exists in Kriya Shema. So perhaps we can explain that really they're two sides of the same coin. Because what's Shira all about? So many explain, Rav Moshe Shapiro and others point out, this is the Gemara in Shabbos. So what does the word Shira literally mean? The word shira is like, it means it's a bracelet. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos gives various things that are mutter for hotzah. So the Gemara talks about a shir and a behemoth, which is like the bracelet goes around an animal's head or whatever. So a shira, what a shira does, it connects the past, present, and future together. And if you think about it, that's exactly what we're doing in Kriya Shema. I mean, in Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Chag, we're connecting the Ha'yah Havu Yivya, the Shema Furish, which is the past, present, and future together. So, meaning the two components that we've been describing within Baruch Shem, meaning that Baruch Shem is a kiyum in the Kabbalah and Kishmaim, it's also a kiyum in Shira, exists in Kriya Shema, they're really one and the same, because Shira is past, present, and future. Kabbalah and Kishmaim is accepting Kosh Baruch Hu in the past, present, and future. In the same way Shira is all-encompassing, that's what we're doing with Kabbalah and Kishmaim, it's something that's all-encompassing. So lastly, maybe perhaps just to point out, so it's interesting. So the Gemara teaches in Masechet Tanis and Daf Tazayin that in the Beis Hamikdash they did not answer Amin to Brachos. What did they say instead? They said Baruch Shem. So perhaps we can explain its significance based off the following. So there's a machlokes between Rambam and Rashi. I mean, it's not so much a machlokes, but how are we supposed to understand the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad? So the Rambam says he takes a kipshita. Hashem Echad means it's about Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does Rashi HaTorah say? Why is it Hashem Echad? That even though now Hashem's not Echad, but one day there's going to be a day when the Shem Hashem is going to be Echad, where Hashem's name is going to be complete. So what's Pshah in Shema Yisrael? So we know that the word Amen has two different meanings. What are the two different meanings of Amen? So on one hand, Amen means that you believe something to be true. But Amen is also a tefillah, that you want something to become true. So what's Pshat? So we said in the Beis Hamikdash, she said Baruch Shem instead of Amen. So that means when we say Baruch Shem, it's a kiyum of both we're accepting upon ourselves the Kabbalah and Kishmaim like the Rambam, but it's also a main sense it's a tefillah, that you want to become true, that you want the Shem Hashem to become Echad in the future, like Rashi. So that's Pshat. And that's Pshat in Baruch Shem, meaning it's a kiyum of both components, meaning it's a kiyum of the accepting upon ourselves, we are affirming the belief of Shema Yisrael. It's also a tefillah in the sense that we want to become true in the future, that we want the Shema Yisrael, Shem Hashem, Shem Echad to become true. And we find a parallel to this, for example, like when it comes to Kaddish, it's a big machlokes in Yishonim. Yiskayu Kaddish Shmei Rabba, meaning is Shmei Rabba, is the word Rabba redefining Shmei, meaning is it Hashem's great name we want to praise? Or Yiskayu Kaddish Shmei Rabba, that Hashem's name, his shame, should be Rabba, should become full, should become complete. So we find that the same exact discussion when it comes to Kriya Shema, right? Shmei Yisrael Hashem Kehem Hashem Echad, that we want it, that we're describing Hashem's unity, or is it Hashem Echad in the sense that we want to become unified? Yeah. Okay. So this is just, I guess, some Harza Baruch Shem. Sorry for it not being so clear, but hopefully tomorrow we'll have a little bit more of a clear share.